Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend, hey. Okay, today I want to talk to you about passive income and online courses and let you know that not all online courses is an actual passive income. Because let's first define, what is passive income? What does that actually mean? Like, we might see that a lot in marketing jargon and just going along with having an online business of creating this passive revenue. But passive means like you actually create it once and it's pretty much all set on its own. It's like automated, all the pieces are in place. You just have to continue to market it and create great SEO and share it and all those things. But then the people hop into the course and then they are on their own. It's a self-paced course. But I want you to think about and see if a not so passive income is for you, a not so passive course is your style. And this is where you're going to sometimes more call it a group coaching program, maybe, could be another way to look at it, but it's still a course, or could still be a course. This is something that you might create the content and then you continually rerun the course, but you have ongoing live coaching, live Q&A, live support to go along with that course. So for example, so let's go back to a passive income course, because a lot of times when I sit down with course creators and with my clients and I'm like, okay, what are we creating? And they're like, I want to create a course that is making money in the back end and it's a one time done and do it kind of thing. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, okay, well, that is definitely a passive online course. It's kind of like I have two courses about email marketing. I have emails that connect and convert, that is like get you really started on actually building your course platform, building your lead magnet. How do you write your first emails? All of that in one of my courses. I created it and now hundreds of people have gone through it, but I have had very little contact with them. And so in the sense of the course, like we've built relationships because they've come into my other programs or they've turned into actually coaching clients with me. But that particular course, Emails That Connect and Convert, is completely running on its own. It's a passive income. I've worked with multiple course creators who do bigger group programs. So they may have like course content recorded in the back end that they, you know, provide for their group, but they choose to do live coaching to go along with that or live Q&A, live interaction piece. So that's not passive income, but it is definitely another stream of revenue coming into your business. And it's a better way, an easier way to actually create more income and work less hours. Because what I have seen myself and other course creators is that you have coaching and coaching and you have coaching clients. Well, there gets a point that you run out of time that you can coach. And then you turn that into a group program and that is what you love doing, and that's the way that you're able to actually scale your business. So I just want to open your eyes, and I want you to think about, one, the course that you're creating. Is it going to be a passive income? Is it going to be something that you do one time and then it runs in the background? But even with those that run in the background, you have to stop and think, do I need to go update the videos, or is this content relevant year after year, or is this content that, you know, maybe things have changed and I need to go and update it? It still could be passive income, but you got to still kind of go think sometimes with those online courses, is that something I need to go update or something I need to go add? But then you got to think, is your style and your personality and your audience, does your audience crave where it has a component of some live component to it because they're able to actually connect with you and ask you questions, and maybe there's an accountability piece to it because there's this live component to it. So that's another way that you can run your online course. And sometimes what I've even seen is that another option of how you can present your material and present your courses is say that you present your self-paced course. So that's like part of the customer journey. Like that's their first commitment, that they come in, they grab your self-paced course, which is your passive income. They grab that. They're doing that in the back end. And then you have options to upsell them and bring them into your live group coaching or to a higher program. And so that is like one of those steps on the customer journey that I talk about often. We got to think about what is their customer journey from the moment they learn about and know who you are to then what lead magnet is going to pull them in, what kind of information or content do they need to then maybe one of your products, and then how you grow that into maybe some of your bigger products. And so when you have a self-paced course, you have that opportunity to do that. You have the opportunity to leave it just like it is, a self-paced course doing its thing, maybe preparing them for your next bigger piece. Or that self-paced course, then they can go and grade and maybe become a VIP to be able to then have that individual interaction with you. The key thing to deciding is, which one is correct for your business, number one, is what do you have time and space for? What do you have time, space, and energy to do? Are you running like a big business yourself and you just want to create this? You're maybe running a full-time business, but you know you have these skills and you have these talents that you could serve even more if you turn it into a course, but you want to just spend the time, create it, and then it run in the back end. Or do you have a little bit of time where sometimes you can have that actual online course happening in the back end, but you want to give that opportunity to be able to interact with your clients and maybe really get to know them or really help them get to the next step or really help them, you know, move forward? Because I don't know about you, because there's always just something extra special about those courses that have that live component. The live component, whether it is with the actual course creator or with the other people that are in the course at the same time with you, it has this level of accountability. It has this level of helping you get motivated to move forward. And so I just want you to think about, again, it has to come back to what do you have time and energy for, but then also what is going to help your clients actually implement your course promise and get to the very end. So I hope this helped you kind of put some thinking on, and I just want to let you know, and a little secret, more will be coming out next week, but I am actually going to be putting together a beta program, founders program, that is going to be helping course creators just get a big jump start. Their course clarity and just a huge jump start of moving forward and answering questions. And hint, hint, it has a live component to it. It has a component where in a group setting, you're going to get to come and ask me all your questions of getting moving forward and getting started and what should I do next and those kind of things. So stay tuned because I have information about that coming next week. But I'm excited about this because I've been listening to y'all and y'all are like struggling. Like you might know a variety of different pieces. You might even know which course platform that you want to put it on. Maybe you know your course topic. Maybe you know what the course is going to contain, but you're like so confused of like, will they actually buy this? How do I put this together? How do I put this into a course? Like I know how to do this, like the back of my hand, but how do I put this into an actual course? And so this little thing that I have in mind that is coming your way is going to help you answer all those questions. So just stay tuned and be listening because next week I will be telling a whole lot more about it and see if this is the right time for you to jump into this live component course that is going to get you moving and grooving in the online course creation journey. So, okay. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And as always, remember, come on over into the Online Courses Made Easy Facebook group. Come connect with us over there. It is filled with course creators just like you and I, and we are all in different phases of our journey doing different things, and they have kinds of different backgrounds and knowledge, and I can help you on your course creation journey, but they might just have some point of view that helps you understand your audience better or other ideas that you can brainstorm with. So make sure, come on over there. It's a very supportive, encouraging community, and I'd love to have you over there as well. So, all right, my friend, until next time, have a wonderful day. And I can't wait to talk to you again real soon. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.